Mr. Kenny Wells.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
It was April of 88. I lost my house. I lost everything.
Kenny Wells ventured into Indonesia, prospected for gold, and discovered the largest gold mine of the 20th century. But does this movie have anything to do with Reno or even Nevada?
The movie Gold comes with this title that says inspired by true events.
I sat down for coffee at Beano's with Reno film reviewer Robin Hollibird, and we talked about the sobering truth that gold is only loosely based on an actual gold find.
So maybe it says based on true events, but in any case, inspired and based don't mean they have to be really everything that truly happened. There was a case very similar to it, and in order to avoid lawsuits, they say inspired by real events. And also, audiences like stories inspired by real events.
We talked about Kenny Wells and his character being extremely motivated and sincere in his conquest for gold.
Reno locals who go to see the movie Gold and go, huh, Kenny, I've worked in geology, I don't know Kenny, and what's this Prospector of the Year thing? Does Reno have a Prospector of the Year award? No, not at all. All of that took place with another man in Canada. Was this Kenny Wells, as Matthew McConaughey interprets him, the same? That part, who knows, you have to read different accounts of the BRIEX.
She told me that Reno was only chosen as a location to film gold. There's no actual relation between the gold find and Reno, or Nevada for that matter.
The movie Gold takes place in Calgary, Canada. That's where the company that decides to go pursuing a gold mine in Indonesia is based. Now, in the movie itself, they reset that to Reno. But the real-life event took place in Calgary. The original screenwriters picked Reno as a place well-known for a mining tradition.
I had a quick conversation with Dana Bennett, who is the president of the Nevada Mining Association, and she explained some actual mining history in Nevada.
Mining has been an industry here in Nevada from the beginning. We produce silver, which is how the state got started in the 1860s. We produce copper, which was also a major production in the 19th century and the early 20th as well, as well as a large number of industrial minerals, silica, salt, my favorite, diatomaceous earth.
The movie still means a lot to me as a Reno moviegoer, and I believe it will to you. Although Gold received a 6.6 on IMDb and a 41% on Rotten Tomatoes, I believe that Reno moviegoers will find a certain connection to this movie because it takes place in Reno. And Reno is a special place.
I had a dream. Like I was being called. I was a gold god.
Wyatt Daney, Reno Youth Radio. Keep turning up the heat.